The team at Lakeland Lawn Service is excited to serve you this spring and summer with the very best in lawn care services. We've been busy bidding spring cleanups,
seasonal lawn care,
fertilization,
weed and bug control,
and so much more.
We're committed to excellence. Experience the Lakeland difference today. For the number one name in the game, remember the name.
Lakeland Lawn Service, where reliability meets excellence.
We'll see you soon.
Hello, it is the Mo and Snow Show Saturday edition.
I'm Michelle Larson.
And I'm Brad Williams. Happy Saturday, Michelle.
Happy Saturday.
And Easter weekend, too.
It is Easter weekend.
It's, you know, it normally lands in April, though, right?
Yeah, it's a little early this year.
So it just feels like we were talking the other day, just kind of, wow, is that this weekend already? So anyway, we hope everybody is doing great here on a Saturday. Thanks for checking in with the Mo and Snow Show, wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple, Google, Spotify, Audible. You can check it out on our Facebook page as well. We routinely bring you this broadcast, talking a wide range of topics, depending on what the vibe is over here and that kind of thing. And today we have kind of a cool show set up.
We do. We have a special guest today, Tyler from the Barbecue Steakhouse.
Smokehouse.
Yeah, that's fine. He has steak there too. So let me ask you, how long have you guys been in Wadena?
We moved here in July of 2020.
Okay, so what was your first encounter over there?
We frequently get his sirloins with bacon wrapped around it.
Okay, and I know you guys have done like the thick cut bone-in pork chops too.
Yeah, we've done those. We've gotten lobster tails from him. He's got good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and he's celebrating anniversary number 10, and he and I go back since he began his business, and we had a chance to sit down with him, and I learned a few more things kind of about his venture and kind of how he got going with stuff that I hadn't realized. But he certainly is one of the reasons people frequent Wadena, just to come there, and it's certainly a business in this community that supports the community. And in turn, we've done quite a few podcasts kind of surrounding our community that we call home, and different milestones and achievements with some area businesses. Some have been around longer than others, and some are what we still consider a newer business but are thriving and doing well in the community. So we had a chance to check in with him and just kind of talk about 10 years here at the Barbecue Smokehouse, and he has his Motley location as well. So should we hop right to it?
Let's hop on to it.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Tyler Ermentrout. It's 10 years at the Barbecue Smokehouse. He celebrates all the month of April when we come back.
The team at Lakeland Lawn Service is excited to serve you this spring and summer with the very best in lawn care services. We've been busy bidding spring cleanups,
seasonal lawn care,
fertilization,
weed and bug control,
and so much more.
We're committed to excellence. Experience the Lakeland difference today. For the number one name in the game, remember the name.
Lakeland Lawn Service, where reliability meets excellence.
We'll see you soon.
We are back at it, Saturday edition of the Mo and Snow Show, and it was kind of a different week, a weird week, because we really didn't see much snow all year until we got hit earlier in the week, so we were kind of busy with that. But we've talked about some interesting milestones for some area entities, businesses locally here in Wadena, and one of those just happens to be Tyler Ermentrout, his wife Kari, and their business, of course, the Barbecue Smokehouse here in Wadena, and you are celebrating birthday number 10.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, 10 years was March 25th, actually. So and then we celebrate that through the month of April, actually. Something different every week, and then our huge brat sale that we put on is the big thing. So it's fun.
Have you and I know the brats are huge. I saw something, I think, on your Facebook page or something where there was you've that's been definitely one of the items, especially for the anniversary month, that go pretty well, and flavors on there that if you can't find one you like, you probably should be a vegetarian.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we have 19 different flavors we present on that sheet, and by the time it's all said and done, we'll see if we can beat last year's record. But last year's record, we did 6,000 pounds of them. All 19 flavors or whatever, so all together. And, so we're going to see if we can break that record this year. And being that's our 10th year and everything, it'd be sort of fun. So,
well, you've got the Motley store involved, too, I would suspect, on some of that, right?
Yes. Yep, they do. They get in, and we do some over there and whatever. They get some flyers out over there, and there's orders there and whatever. So they do have to come here and pick them up, but they can put in their orders over there.
Right.
And so, yeah, we got quite a radius, I guess you could say.
Well, that happens when you're king of the hill, I guess, right? So let's back up, Tyler. And talk about how this all started for you guys.
Well, I don't even know how many years ago, Brad, it was when we first started. I want to say 18 years ago probably, but that was me and my boy started out as TC's Backyard Barbecue and started barbecuing for people, weddings, and so on and so forth. And then I always did meat cutting on the side with friends and making sausage on the side. And then I got involved at the grocery store north of town there and made sausage out there. And I drove truck for Mason Brothers for 17 years and always delivered to grocery stores, small mom and pop stores, so on and so forth, and learned a few things here and there, and I just thought, yeah, this would be maybe the ticket or whatever. And so then one year we this is back when we sat out at the old Pomida parking lot and sold barbecue out there, and local banker Jeff Brown come along for dinner one day, and I said, hey, you got any money? And I tell you what, he's an excellent guy and did us very well and good to work with and whatever, and has helped us out quite a bit here. Right. And throughout the 10 years we've bought and expanded and did this and that, and retail wise, and when we first started out, back up a little bit, we did have the sit down eatery, a barbecue place there, and a little bit of retail on the fresh meats and the smoked meats. Well, now we took that out.
Right.
The last 4 years we took that out, putting more all retail in, and with the fresh meats, expanded our smoked meat section with the brats and the sticks and the summer sausage, bacon, and so on, jerkies and all that stuff, and now bakery. Now we added that. We added rotisserie chicken and just a lot of things going on, I guess. So in the last 10 years, it's been really good. So,
well, a lot of hard work. I remember getting to know you when you did open, and we developed a pretty good relationship with the radio station, doing the live phoners a couple days a week or so, and then beyond that, getting to know you as a friend. Yep. and getting to watch you do your craft, helping out on some catering or maybe going to a rib competition. And then the other thing too, you and Donnie Scheller started the original Pig and Wing. That was your guys' brainchild with Make-A-Wish Foundation and from that. So just it's been a lot of fun to watch the different things that you do, but you've never been compelled to just stay the same. You're always trying to expand, grow not only your facility, but obviously the Motley location, and then your product line as well. And you recently won a couple of awards, it looks like, too.
Yes, just a couple weeks ago, I was down at the Minnesota Association of Meat Producers down in St. Cloud River Center. And we always have our convention down there. And I took some product down there and come home with Reserve Grand Champion on Maple Breakfast Links. Mm-hmm. No hardware on dried beef or the prepared food, but we got close with fifth place. No hardware there, but I was very happy to get that, just to, you know. And then you learn a lot of things. You see a lot of things. Talk to many, many plants down there, you know, just that have bring stuff down, and you just ask questions and you learn. And that's what I've did for the last, you know, I've been going down there for years before I opened up this, just through the grocery store and whatever. So you always come out of there learning something or yep. new ideas or whatever. And with that being said, I mean, that's why we expand like you are. You know, you said you can't sit still. I can't sit still because if you sit still, you just ain't gonna grow. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm about. And I put together, I feel, a pretty good team here in Wadena.
Yep.
And Tina up front with the running the counter. I got Luke Champ in the back there cutting meat with me and making sausage. And I got a couple part-timers, Donnie being one of them.
Yep.
And Carter Warden being the other one at this time. But hopefully to expand that with the new addition, as people have seen, I put on that's production area. Last year we had an open house and over 200 people come through and check that all out. That was a fun day. But that's production area, hoping to get into more wholesale coming up this year.
Mm-hmm.
There again, spread your wings out a little bit and get it out across the pretty good radius. So of, you know, our product, I guess, the smoke products.
Right.
So yeah, I'm excited for that and just doing other events. I mean, you got to keep going. So yeah.
Well, and another thing worth mentioning is the barbecue smokehouse is a destination point for a lot of people. And, you know, you're right, obviously, in a really good location. You were able to purchase the adjacent property within the last couple of years and expanded your parking lot. And it's just very user-friendly. And then if people are heading to wherever, camping, vacationing, business folks going back and forth, Wii Fest, that kind of thing, I mean, that doesn't hurt things as well. Anything more on the month of April other than the brats? Are you still doing a weekly special?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to Luke about it. I think next week we do a weekly special each week, and this first week coming up next week already, we're putting together. We're going to do a meat bundle,
okay.
$500 meat bundle, and what we're going to do, we're going to do it like a football board.
Okay.
Where you can buy squares.
Nice.
So, and then when that fills up, then we'll draw, you know, just like a football board or whatever. So that's what we're going to do with that meat bundle. The following week, I got, I remember back in the day when I used to have $15 racks of ribs.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. I got a deal on them down at the show, actually, when I was down there. A supplier was there, and I bought up a bunch, so we're going to do that for the 10th year anniversary. We're going to do that $15 racks of ribs like we used to do back in the day. And then that third week then is when we do that. We put together the brats for that week, and then you can pick them up that week after we call you. But right now we're taking orders. So if you've seen it on Facebook, you hear it on the radio, see it when you come in, grab a sheet, fill it out, and we just need that back by the 15th so we can put together our orders and whatever. So,
okay.
But yeah, it's that fourth week. I don't know. I just fly by the seat of my pants on that one. So
pick something out of the cooler. It'll be just fine. You have done, and I don't know how often. I know once for sure. You did do a whole boneless hog, and I have no frickin' clue how you pulled that off, but that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yep, and that was one that I learned down at the show also. That yep. they did that, and they, I had I had deboned the whole hog and rolled it up in, with vegetables, and I had sausage inside of it and fruit and whatever else, and put it on the smoker, and I served that for lunch one day, and that was a fun time. That was a real fun time. So
yeah, I remember that day, and just been a lot of fun. How long has the store now, Motley, been there?
We're looking at May. First week of May will be 4 years.
Okay.
Yep. And there, too, you know, you talk about location here on Highway 10, and that's what we did over there in Motley. That's why we looked at Motley. That's why we were excited to get Motley, because of that Highway 10. You know, there's a lot of traffic that goes by there, and a lot of traffic comes by Wadena here. And location is a key thing for a business. There ain't no doubt about that. You know, it all helps on that. So one other thing I want to mention about the – I just thought of this on April sales or whatever. I am giving away flat 36-inch flat stone griddle.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be at towards the end of the month. So yeah, little giveaway there. I think I'm going to do that as same as I do – I'm going to do with the meat bundle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I am.
Yeah.
And then then whatever extra money is for that, I'm going to give to a charity of some type.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. So yeah, that'll be fun. So,
yeah.
So.
Well, you definitely get it. You're somebody that we, you know, the community looks to, and we see you all over, whether it's a school function, maybe you're, you know, helping out a nonprofit, maybe there's something going on in the community where you're partnering with, whether it be, you know, other chamber members or the chamber itself or whatever, different events. You know, I know you were over last year at June Jubilee for the, you know, for the big Aaron Simmons show over there. And then that's kind of our mantra too, is trying to give back, and that's why we do this.
That's right.
Just to help cross promote each other, and
exactly.
And plus you can never get enough free. So, but well, 10 years, everybody at Lakeland Lawn Service, Tyler, and on behalf of Michelle and myself and Chris over there, we congratulate you, and we're looking forward to the next 10, and I don't know, maybe you'll be clear out to John Deere dealership by then. I have no idea, but you kind of roll with the changes and you adjust, and you've got a pretty special thing going, and we're very blessed to have you in this community.
Thank you. I appreciate all that, Brad, and thanks everybody that comes in and supports us, and we're here to help and best we can, and serve the surrounding communities and whatever, so it's fun. So
all right. That'll do it from here. We're at the Barbecue Smokehouse. It's your Saturday edition as we kind of get into the month of April ahead. Check out this little gem here in central Minnesota as you're passing through, and check out the different sales and opportunities here, and just follow your nose to the smoked meat section or whatever you prefer, even into the seafood. And I mean, there's literally hundreds and hundreds of different items here to take advantage of. So 218-632-6666, the Barbecue Smokehouse, MN.com. Okay, and check it all out, and stop in and see what's happening here all through the month of April. It's their 10-year anniversary.
Lakeland Lawn Service, where reliability meets excellence.
We'll see you soon.
All right. We're back with the Mow and Snow Show, wherever you get your podcasts. And we thank Tyler over at the Barbecue Smokehouse for sharing his story with us here and for being on our podcast as well. It sounds like he's got some really cool things for the entire month of April. I know, as he said in that interview, March 25th was officially the 10-year, but he's got some really cool things lined up for the month of April. And one of the big things, I guess, within that is his brat sale. Do you like brats?
I do like brats.
Yeah, he's got like 20 different flavors, I think, on that sale. So
that is super awesome.
Do you have a favorite, just a favorite in general? Or is it, see, I suppose being Wisconsin born and bred.
Is this a cheese joke?
No, it's a brat, because that's a brat thing, right?
Oh, okay.
Isn't that kind of...
I go with more of like the, I love the jalapeno cheese ones.
Yeah. Little spice, a little bite.
Yeah, I'm a little spicy.
You're a spice girl?
I am.
I don't even know. Is that a band still or not?
It is not, but it was.
Were you into their music?
I like a couple of their songs.
Can you name one?
Wannabe.
Wannabe? Mm-hmm. Look at that wannabe. Oh, alrighty. Well, with that, I guess that's going to about close it out here. Do you have anything else?
I don't. Just a huge congratulations to Tyler, and we'll definitely be continuing to get some good stuff from you guys.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of cool stuff in the works, especially as we get kind of into the month of April and beyond. So thanks for checking it out. It's the Mo and Snow Show, wherever you get your podcasts. It is a service of
Lakeland Lawn Service.
Yeah, that's us. And also, just thanks to all of our customers again, just from earlier in the week when we had Snowmageddon or whatever you want to call it, and got out and about and met some great people out there and was able to get out and service our tremendous, valuable customer base. So we appreciate that. Any questions on anything, don't hesitate to make that phone ring 24/7. It's 218-539-3071. You can check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Insta and everywhere else, I guess, right? Even we got our own little YouTube channel. We'll be doing some more stuff on that side too as we kind of go forward and get into the spring cleanups and the lawn and garden, or the lawn and lawn service area thing. Bradley, Jesus, pull it together. The lawn service thing that well, we cut grass too, right?
Right, we do.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, my goodness. But have a great weekend. Happy Easter. And thank you so much for checking us out here at Lakeland Lawn Service. You have a happy Easter.
You too, Brad.
I'm Brad Williams.
I'm Michelle Larson.
This is the Mo and Snow Show. We'll see you next time.